Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. The net is held here every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2VLA.
KA2YDC.
This is KL7JCP, Petersburg, Alaska, on Echolink.
WV2REQ.
Okay, at KA2VLA, KA2YDC, KL7JCP, and WB2RUQ. Are there any other check-ins? Okay, we'll start at the top of the list here. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. How's it going? I hope you got your arm all patched up there today.
KA2AIT, good evening, Jeff. Yeah, that's my accomplishment for the day. I got a 1:30 appointment with Woodville Medical Center, and they stitched up my shoulder, my arm, I guess. So I'm patched up, holding together in good shape. Funny thing, see, I was the first day after my birthday, fall down and get hurt. Oh well, I think the garage moved. Couldn't have been me. So that's about all the news we have, Jeff. We'll say 73s.
Well, maybe there was a little earthquake there on Irwin Street, and we'll have to find out and see if they see if they detected one over there on Irwin Street. Well, I'm glad you're all patched up there, and we got out of camp okay. It was a little rainy this morning, but otherwise it wasn't too bad. And I didn't see a soul the whole time I was down there. All right, K2YDC, Charlie, good evening. What's going on?
Jeff and, nothing going on here in fire. Sorry that Clint got banged up there. I hope he's, coming good there. Do I, Clint? And let's see, what's going on? I get asked that so many times because there's nothing ever going on in that town of fire. Sometimes I have to make stuff up. But about the only thing going on now, I guess, is the wife is out there in the living room watching TV, and I'm in here checking out on that. I guess to call it up with the really exciting things of my day. Always a pleasure, though. And I'll turn it back to you and wish everybody a pleasant evening. K2YDC. Back to that.
Okay, Charlie. Well, sounds like you're having a fine day over there. And, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KL7JCP, that's Mike. I believe you're in Petersburg, Alaska, connecting through on Echolink. Good evening. I hope you're not getting much snow or anything out there. We just had a little bout of it, but then we had some rain, and most of it, but a good piece of it has melted away. What's going on with you tonight?
And good evening. Yes, Mike here. Yeah, it's been a little rainy here, but most of the snow is gone. Yeah, I just thought I'd check in to see if I recognize anybody. I grew up in Boonville, left there probably in 68. So I've been up here in Alaska for the last 45 years, and just thought I'd see who was around there.
Well, there's still a lot of the same folks there. I guess it depends on who you knew and whatnot, but there's still a lot of the same people here. It hasn't changed all that much. You'd be surprised how much it hasn't changed. But Is there anybody in particular you knew or wondering about?
No, not really. I don't think anybody that I was friends with back then is a ham today, so probably not. I just thought I'd see what was going on in Boonville. Thanks for talking to me.
Roger that. Well, I still, all my friends I went to school with, a good piece of them are still here, and there's a lot of people I know my whole life are still here, so it's still a nice little town to live in, and thanks for checking in, and feel free to check in every night, or any night you want there. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. All right, WB2, RUQ, my father, John, who's also on Echolink tonight down there in the Hudson Valley. What's going on?
KDKAIT, WB2RUQ, and for Mike up in Alaska, he left in 68. I left in 64 when I went into the Army, graduated from high school in 64, so we probably know the same people for sure. Everything's good here where the weather was crappy this morning. I mean real crappy. Ice and stuff, but we're up about, currently about 38 degrees, and I think we were around 40. Stuff is melting. And the sun sort of came out this afternoon. I think we'll see some sun in the morning. It's supposed to cloud up again. So it's just that phase of winter. Other than that, no other traffic. Everything's good here in the lower part of the Hudson Valley on the west side of the Hudson River. It's WB2RUQ.
Okay, yeah, I think the weather is kind of similar here all over the northeast here. We had up at camp there, we had some freezing rain there this morning, then it switched back to sleet, and then it was rain, and then back to freezing rain, then it just stopped. So, and then we had a little bit of snow here later on in the day, but nothing to speak of. It's been all over the place, all over the map. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2EIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WX2BJR. Good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI. Okay, WX2PJR. Paul, good evening. What's going on?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Everybody else, Lori? Yeah, got a good heavy dusting out there now, snow. It's been snowing for a little while here. And down to 33 degrees after a high of 45. Not a lower. Low was 25 this morning. So yeah, it was kind of a sloppy start, kind of a fun mix of weather this morning. Snow, sleet, a little bit of... I don't think it ever did freezing rain because it just stayed too warm. We were like 33 when it started, but it was just sleet and snow and rain. And when that wind was howling at some points, it was pretty rough. But when the sun came out, a little... earlier this afternoon, finally did what I wanted to do, did some antenna work, and got the 2-meter 440 antenna higher, and let's see, the G5RV I wanted to get higher, but ran out of sunlight, and then it started raining, so I was like, let's do it on a better day, even though I'm always told to mess around with an antenna when the weather is nasty, have a tendency to last longer, hi. Anyways, other than that, not too much else going on here. So, pass it back to you. WX2PJR.
Okay. Well, your signal sounds great here. Sounds good as it always does there. All right. Thanks for checking in, Paul. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
Not much, I had a real nice snowmobile ride yesterday. I went about 50, I figured about 50 miles. I don't know because there's no speedometer, but took my old, my 87 Tundra out and went up to Branningham and went back to Alpine Lake and Big Otter Lake, and I was real happy nobody'd been in there. So I got to do the trail in yesterday from Steam Mill Road and around over what they call Pico Mountain, which is not much of a mountain, it's just a little hill, and out to Partridgeville Road, and then another little, and then I went back, and that was with my, how shall I say, regular snowmobile, I guess, my bigger one. And then I went back later with the Tundra. Of course, I came back here. I made the mistake of coming back here and not just immediately swapping and doing what I wanted to do, but, you know, do this, do that. Next thing, it's 4:30. So I didn't get to go back and do the other trail. I just did another little short boondock between Steam Mill and Road and Partridgeville Road. So I went out yesterday and went back and back in at basically the trail that comes out over the Pico Mountain comes intersects the other one all the way around into Pine Lake, and then from Pine Lake to Big Otter Lake is a few miles, and it was a beautiful day, and then out there, and then all that actually people had ridden. But a lot of times, they never used to because it was tricky in spots, but the DEC rerouted part of it. They actually found some other old road. It's actually, I like the old trail. It's more fun through the woods, but this one's pretty nice. And out to 10-mile crossing road there, and just was going to go back, but I said, no, I'm going the other way. So I turned right and went around through Stony Lake, and I got home, and I tried to figure out how far I went. I just thought about it afterwards. I should take in my new GPS and put it, let it tell me. But give Matt show me the route. But I got the got my Adirondack Explorer program, and most of everything I was on was a road or a trail, so I could just kind of click on the route thing and drag around, and it would follow exactly where I went, except for that one reroute, which I guessed. And I think it said about 50 miles was the route. And then I got to figure another three or four each way to Glenfield. Real nice day, and most people say, oh, my God, you rode 50 miles on a 1987 Tundra, with leaf spring metal skis. So it was fun. And no worries about getting stuck anywhere, and it was a beautiful day. KC2WI.
Roger that. I figured you would have been out there in it. It would have been a perfect day for it. I'm glad you had a good time. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I got this morning there up at camp, and I got everything cleaned up, put away, and had a little breakfast, and got everything put away, and closed up, and then I snowshoed out. It was a little slippery, with some of that frozen rain, but it actually made the ground a little, made the snow a little firmer there. It had a little crust on it, so it made it a lot easier dragging the sled out with all the stuff in it. So it wasn't bad. I had a good hike out of there and got up onto the North Lake Road, and then I walked back up to my truck, didn't pass the car the whole way there, and it was a little slippery on the road there. It had that little layer of snow and then a little fine layer of ice right on top of it, but we got home okay, and pretty easy trip out, actually. When I got home, I was kind of tired. I'm not used to snowshoeing anymore, but it was good exercise. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Yeah, WB2RUQ here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, see if Clint's still on K2VLA. And Clint, if you're on, how's Bobby Ziegler doing? All right, Clint's probably off. Okay, it's WB2RUQ.
Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, we had a little snow or whatever this morning, and then it was okay. And I actually snowmobiled from my house down to Lions Falls Wildcat Road. It's amazing. You drive down there, it doesn't take very long, but to go on a trail, it's a long ride.
But I had my car down there in the trailer, my tracker in the trailer, so I figured the easiest way to go pick it up was just to ride a snowmobile down, put it on the trailer, and drive home. But I was going to say, it was probably really nice. I put my snowshoes on the snowmobile, but I pretty much spent the whole day going on all these different places. But I imagine it was pretty nice there Sunday. You probably went out snowshoeing around. It was probably quiet, and sun was out, and it wasn't too cold and all that good stuff. Over. Roger, yeah, I went out for about 4 hours there up in the woods, and it was quiet. The only thing you heard was the occasional snap, crackle, pop of a tree, you know, and that, you know, when it was warming up or cooling down. And you know, I hiked out, I don't remember what time I left, it was 7 or 8, and I got back around noon or so, and I grabbed a little lunch, and I said, well, I'm going to relax for a little bit, maybe grab a little nap, and then go back out for another hike. And I closed my eyes, and I woke up at 5 o'clock, and it was a little too late to get out there for another hike. It was starting to get dark already, so, but yeah, it was a good time. The snow was nice and fluffy, and it was a great time to be out there. Yeah, actually, when I left here, it wasn't bad at all. By the time I got down to Bob J's there, or, well, I don't know, you know, the last 15, 20 minutes, I didn't really feel wet, but I knew there was a little something in the air because my face shield was, you know, water on it. But in the snow, all the trails in the valley here are all kind of snurdy brown, but as soon as I got up a little bit, it was pretty nice. So actually, even today, I think wouldn't have been, you know, we wouldn't have the sun and all that, but it wouldn't have been a bad day. Well, I will probably be back, and if, you know, I don't know how bad it's going to get ice-wise with the rain and whatever, but let's hope we have some more good weather like that. That last, both Saturday and Sunday, boy, that was just great days. KC2WI back then.
Okay, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Clint, Charlie, Mike, John, Paul, and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. We'll be clear.
KL7, JCP, KL7, JCP, WB2RUQ, Whiskey Bravo 2, Romeo Uniform, Quebec.
And WB2RUQ, this is KL7, JCP. You got Mike here. Go ahead.
Where in Alaska, I think you said Petersboro, I believe, correct me on that if I'm wrong, where in Alaska is that?
Yes, Petersburg, Petersburg. It's on an island about 120 miles south of Juneau, the capital. It's in the southeast Alaska, down in the Banana Belt.
All right, yeah. That's considered the warm part of Alaska, right? Affirmative?
Yes, it is. It's, of course, because we're on an island, we're surrounded by water, and so we have these, you know, the warmer ocean water around us. That keeps it a little warmer down here. And being in southeast, it just rains all the time. So we're actually a temperate rainforest in this area. So it very seldom gets down below zero. And we get some snow, but we get 150 inches of rain a year. Go ahead.
Okay, Mike. Hey, what? How did you end up in Alaska from Boonville, if you don't mind my asking? WB2RUQ. KL7 KCP, WB2RUQ.
Yes, what happened? Did you lose me, or did I quit, or what happened?
Mike, there was a dead space in there after I quit transmitting. So if you were transmitting, try it again.
Hello, Tess. There we go. Now I'm talking. Okay, yeah, the Coast Guard sent me to Alaska. They sent me to Ketchikan, which is 100 miles south of here. And then because of the poor employment situation back in New York State when I got out of the Coast Guard in 1970. I just stayed here in Alaska. And plus, it's just a neat place. The weather is, like I said, it rains a lot, so we have to keep our rubber boots on all the time. But it's a good place to live, and it's fun with the fishing and the hunting and stuff.
All right, affirmative. So you're in the Coast Guard. Yeah, my cousin Ed Capron was in the Coast Guard also. In fact, Ed was in Alaska. So Ed was like, Ed is a couple years younger than I, so he'd have probably graduated around 66. So does that ring a bell? WB2REQ.
Oh. No, I'm afraid I don't remember Ed, but yeah, I think we had a Capron in our graduating class. I think his name was Bill. Is he a relation? Go ahead.
Well, there are a couple Bill Caprons. Was he living on Jackson Hill?
Possibly so. I don't remember where he lived, but yeah, he could have been.
Well, we'll zero in. What year did you graduate?
Yes, I graduated in 1965, and I'm sorry about the delays of transmission after you quit. I don't know if it's just Echolink. This is my first real conversation on Echolink, so I'm not sure how it behaves ordinarily. But so if things are herky-jerky, I'm sorry about that.
No, Mike, you got a real crisp, clear signal through the Internet here. And I'm on the Internet, too. I'm on Echolink. Okay, then that's my brother, Bill, because I graduated in 64, and I'm his brother, John. And, okay, I got a feeling I know who you are.
Well, it's a long time ago, John, so if you don't remember, that's fine. I was friends with Richard Blade. I just lived kind of across the street from him where he was growing up. And anyhow, I don't have much claim to fame back there.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I know who you are. Okay, well, good. Yeah, and I know where Richard lives, and I think Richard moved back to Boonville. I don't know if he's still there or not. He retired from where he was in Tennessee and then retired, and I saw him at my son's wedding. Well, he wasn't at the wedding, but I ran into him outside the Hulbert House, and I don't know if he stayed or moved out again, but he was retired for sure. All right, well, it's good hooking up with you. I hope you can drop in a few more times. This is, that meets at 2100, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and gets a fairly good attendance. And I live in the Hudson Valley these days, and my son lives up in Boonville, so the Echolink makes this work quite well. WB2REQ.
This is KD2AIT with a comment there for KL7JCP.
Yes, go ahead, Jeff.
Well, while you guys were talking, I just looked up your call sign there on the FCC site there. I was wondering if you were related, maybe if she was your niece or cousin or something, to a Christine Leonard.
No, I don't think I am, unless she's from the Watertown area. I don't remember having any Christine relatives.
Okay, she would have been younger. She would have graduated in the 80s. I went to school with some with a Christine Leonard there. She was killed in a car accident. I think a year after we graduated, I think it was right about 1989 sometime. I just wonder if you're related. All right, KD2AIT, I'll be listening here on your final.
Okay, then, I guess I can wrap this up. I appreciate this Echolink hookup that we have to Boonville. Like I said, I just started on Echolink this past few days, and I was going down through all the call sign lists and saw something that said Boonville, and I thought, wow, I'll listen in at 9 o'clock then and see what's going on. So it's fun to do that, and nice talking to Jeff and John. I guess you two guys are related. So it was good talking to you guys, and I'll be checking in occasionally just to hear how things are going in Boonville area.
All right, well, you're more than welcome. Thanks for checking in. I'm going to clear out of here, and I got to head off to bed. I got to work tomorrow. So KL7JCP and WB2RUQ, this is KD2AIT. I'll be clear.
Yeah, KL7JCP. Thank you for dropping in, Mike. It's been a long time. Yeah, I remember you in high school. And glad to see you landed in Alaska there. And amazing the people you run into with this technology these days. By the way, I'm sitting in my living room here. I'm on a running Echolink on my iPad. So works well. All right. Thank you much, and drop in again anytime. WB2RUQ, clear.
Yeah, WB2RUQ, KL7JCP. Yes, I'm sitting in my living room on my iPhone using the Internet to do the Echolink. And you said you were in the Hudson River Valley. Whereabouts are you there? Go ahead.
Sure. Cross the river from Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm 10 minutes from the campus at the State University at New Paltz. So I'm on the western side of the Hudson River, a little town called Modena, and been here for quite a while.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Yes, my family came from the Kingston area. They're down in that area, so I just wondered if you were near there. Very good. Well, thanks a lot, John. I'll be checking in again and hope to hook up with you again. KL7JCP will be clear.
All right, Mike. Yeah, I used to, yeah, we go to Kingston all the time. We're very close to Kingston. And, in fact, I used to work in Saugerties at one time. So, excellent. Yeah, please drop in and join the group. You know, sort of like the military. No such thing as an ex-soldier. It's a former soldier. So, no such thing as an ex-Boonvillian. You're a former Boonvillian. All right, WB2RUQ, clear.
This is KB2KOJ for Tac-10. Looking for stations with or without traffic. This is KB2KOJ for Tac-10. KB2KOJ for Octan, looking for stations with or without traffic. Nothing heard, KB2KOJ, clear.